also senior Kinsey Hubbs, another senior in Haley Dickey, sophomore Ayla Hawkins, sophomore Lauren Pearson, and either a sophomore Grace Randazzo or Brittany Tice, depending on if Bismarck is serving or receiving. The head coach is Chelsea Hennis in her fifth year. They are 31-2-0 and 4-1 in league play. Carly Dickey is the libero. She's a sophomore for the Lady Indians. For the Potosi Lady Trojans, they go with Eve Litton, a sophomore, Corin Ainley, a junior, Adeline Gibson, a junior, Mason McCarthy, the libero, she's a junior, Brinley Thornton is a sophomore, and Eden Robart, a junior, makes the start as well for the Potosi Lady Trojans. Starting rotations brought to you by American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson, located at 700 West Karsh Boulevard in Farmington. The Harry Peterson American Family Insurance Agency is proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community, because supporting you off the court is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. Jay Sodal on video, producing our video broadcast at KFMOsports.com. There is a fee to watch. It is $5 per the MAAA conference. It'll be a Potosi opening serve. So that means Grace Randazzo makes the start for the Bismarck Lady Indians. Again, $5 per game tonight on KFMOsports.com. I'm Jared Pettis, ready to get things going in the gold bracket. The serve is away. Bismarck can't receive. It's a serving error from Eve Litton. And the Lady Indians lead first, 1-0 here early in set one. That opening serve was brought to you by Boyd & Associates, turning complicated matters into simple concepts. John Boyd with Boyd & Associates has been bringing accounting, integrity, character, client focus, and dedication to our local community for 20 years. Now it's Kinsey Hubbs, the senior, back to serve for the Lady Indians. And into the game, Brittany Tice, the sophomore, and a serving error gives the point right back to Potosi. Hubbs can't clear the net. So our first tie of the opening set, and Potosi will serve now. That is Presley Smith. Sinking serve is played by Hawkins. Backs it up the near side, cleared by Pearson. Too far and out. Potosi point, 2-1, first lead change. You can't be giving away free points, and Bismarck has done that twice. Potosi has done it once. Presley Smith serve again. Received by the Lady Indians. Set in the middle, tipped across, down, not for a point though. Ashley Hawkins thought she scored, but she finishes in the net. 3-1 Potosi. And Smith will serve once more. MAAA Conference Tournament semifinal. Smith, lob serve, played by the libero, Carly Dickey. Free ball sent across by Hawkins, too far and out. 4-1 Lady Trojans. And if you're new to the area or don't know the rules of the MAAA Conference Tournament, it's a best of three, and the third set today is 2:25. You got to win by two like normal, but only a best of three. Hawkins will clear. Potosi plays. That was a Lady Trojan not listed on my roster, but she hits it into the net, and Bismarck ends that 4-0 rally. Still no kills for either side, and back to serve the libero, Carly Dickey, the sophomore. Potosi plays. Eden Robart gets the first kill. She tips it over a block and down. Robart with her first kill. And the Lady Trojans will serve Brinley Thornton, the sophomore. Serve on the near side, played by Hawkins. Set to the far wing. That one goes off the tape and doesn't clear. Pearson, and it's four hits and another Potosi point. Now 6-2. And Brinley Thornton serves again. Top spinning serve received by Hawkins. Backs out of the near side, back to Hawkins. Into a block and down for a point. Hawkins with her first kill. 6-3. And she goes back to serve. Hawkins serve on the front row. It's played by Robart. Bad pass. We get a whistle. Somebody's in the net. It's Potosi. 6-4. Lady Indians getting back into this one. Hawkins will serve again. Righty puts it in play. Left to right on your listening device and on your viewing device tonight here on KFMOsports.com. Robart line shot got it. Perfect pass to her from Gibson. 7-4, Potosi leads. Robart with her second kill. And she will go back to serve. We'll check the out-of-town scoreboard momentarily. Didn't get a chance to do that in the Gilster Mary Lee pregame show. Some district playoffs happening today outside of volleyball, but softball and girls tennis. Set to the left side, cleared off of a block. That was Haley Dickey. Potosi attacks with Eve Litton off the tape. Kenzie Hubbs in the back row plays. Set back to the far side, Dickey again. Eden Robart with the dig. Set in the middle, it's one's cleared off the arm of Corin Ainley. Still alive for Bismarck. Set to the left side, Dickey. In the back row, the libero, McCarthy. Pushed back to the near side. Tipped across by Eve Litton. Dickey was there. Bad pass. Litton clears again. Diving dig by the libero, Dickey, and sent over into a free ball for the Lady Trojans. Looking for Robart from the back row. Roll shot towards the donut. Players come together. Dickey with the sliding dig. That was Haley Dickey. It's cleared by Bismarck. Potosi sets Litton. She swings into the net. 7-5, Bismarck point. Back to serve now. It's Brittany Tice. Top spinning serve played up front by Eve Litton. Back set to the left side and cleared by Ainley. That was Hubbs tipping it across. It's Potosi with it. To the right side, Eve Litton tried to tip it over. Can't clear. Hits it again. That's four hits. It's a one-point game. Bismarck trailing 7-6 and a chance to tie as Tice, the sophomore, back to serve. This is Brittany Tice. There's another sophomore for Bismarck, Brianna Tice. She wears jersey number 9, Brittany jersey number 27. That's cleared up front by Ayla Hawkins. Tip back to her. She can't clear, and it's down for a Potosi point, 8-6. That was Adeline Gibson, I believe, with the block. And back to serve the libero, Mason McCarthy. McCarthy, a bullet serve, nearly an ace. Nice play by a couple of Lady Indians to keep that one alive, and they clear. Set right in the middle. That was Smith into a block. She digs it out of the block. Now Thornton sets. Free ball set across. Gibson, played by Bismarck, set in the middle. That was a power drive from Lauren Pearson, her first kill, and it remains a one-point game at 8-7. Bismarck in the black uniforms, Indians on the front, white trimmed in red. Bismarck on the back above the numbers, white trimmed in red. Numbers on the front and back, red trimmed in white. And I say red, it's more maroon with the Bismarck Indian logo above the wording on the back of the jersey. The libero, that's Carly Dickey, wearing the white uniform with the lettering and numbering black trimmed in maroon. Potosi in the purples. They set to Smith off of a block and down. Her first kill. 9-7 Lady Trojans. Potosi on the front of their jerseys above the number. White trimmed in gold. Trojans on the back to match that. Numbers on the front and back matching. Gold collar. White stripe on the sleeves emblazoned in gold on either side. The libero, Mason McCarthy, with the white uniform. And that serve is out by about a foot. 9-8. Serving error Potosi. That was Eden Robart, I believe, or perhaps Brinley Thornton. Robart is back there. Set to Eve Litton from the back row. She'll put it off the arm of a Lady Indian. Still alive. They set for Pearson in the middle. Off of a block and down. Pearson with her second. And we are tied at 9. First tie since 1-1. Second tie of set number 1. Haley Dickey serve, received by Potosi. Back set, Litton has to adjust and tip it across. That'll be Pearson again, and that's down for a point. Or rather, that was Ashley Hawkins, her second, and Bismarck takes over at 10-9. They've scored three straight. Second lead change of the opening set. McCarthy receives. Robart will set up front, cleared into a free ball for Potosi. That's by Brinley Thornton. Bismarck plays. Far side attack. That's too far and out. Hawkins missed the angle on that one, and we're tied at 10. Third tie of the opening set, and Eve Litton back to serve. So that serving error was Brinley Thornton's. Bismarck plays. Push set far side. That's Hawkins to clear. Potosi is there. Back to the near side. Eden Robart off of a block and down for a point. And Potosi takes over. Again, they're up 11-10. Robart with her third kill. And she was kind of quiet on the back row. Potosi didn't set to her that often. And so Eve Litton will serve again for the Lady Trojans. Top spinning serve, an error. The second from Litton. The third for Potosi in set one. We're tied at 11s. Fourth tie of the opening set. Serving for Bismarck, it's Kinsey Hubbs. Both teams have made a full rotation. Her serve off of Robart, nearly an ace. Robart will have to clear, somehow does with one hand with her back to the net. She was in front of her bench, but a spike in the middle, Pearson off of a block and down. 12-11, Bismarck takes over again. Pearson with her third kill, the sophomore. And the Lady Indians are up one on the top seed in the tournament. Push to the near side, Robart for the tie, into a block, digs it out of the block. Played and cleared by the Lady Indians, I should say. Back to Robart on the near side for the Trojans. That's going to ricochet off the ceiling, hang up on the ceiling, above a light fixture, get cleared by Bismarck, and Potosi plays. McCarthy set, Robart on the near side, off the tape, diving dig by the libero, Dickey going to get that. It was Haley Dickey after Carly Dickey had the diving dig to the near side. Robart off of Haley Dickey, cleared by Carly Dickey, set to the near side, I should say, and Brittany Tice into the antenna. It's a Potosi point. We're tied at 12s. Some chaos down there on both sides as Bismarck did a heck of a job to keep that ball alive. Presley Smith serves. Received by the Lady Indians. Set to the near side. Pearson clears. Flat-footed. Eden Robart goes roll shot too far and out. 13-12. Lady Indians lead midway through the opening set. Jared Pettis with you here on KFMO Sports. .com, AM 1240 KFMO and the KFMO app. Serving Kinsey Hubbs. She's a senior and the libero. Free ball, Bismarck. Setting Ayla Hawkins. Bad pass. No one could get to it. We're tied at 13. We were tied at 1-1, and we've been tied at every point from 9-9 now to 13-13. Six ties in the opening set midway through it. Served by Brindley Thornton, played by Bismarck, set to the near side and cleared by Hawkins. Back to the near wing, Eden Robart tips it down to the donut. She's got four kills. Potosi takes over, 14-13, fifth lead change of set one. Thornton will serve again, one serving error today. Top spinning serve received by Dickey. Set to the left side and cleared too far and out by Lauren Pearson. 15-13, the Lady Trojans have scored three straight. And so, Thornton, the righty, puts it in play. Flat-footed serve, side rotation off of Haley Dickey. Carly Dickey sets up front. Pearson will punch it across to the back corner. Eden Robart read it going out, and she let it go, and it falls. 15-14, that'll be another kill for Pearson. Or rather, that kill was Ayla Hawkins, her first. Now back to serve Ashley Hawkins. Played by Mason McCarthy. Back set, Eden Robart. Line shot, got it. 16-14, Robart with her fifth. And Robart will go back to serve. Eve Litton rotates back up front. Cora Ainley back into the contest. Eden Robart's short serve is played by Bismarck. Back set near side. Hawkins off of a block and out. That's Ayla Hawkins with her second. 16-15. The Lady Indians staying in this one. Still back and forth in the middle portions of this opening set. Jared Pettis, Jay Sodal, our entire crew tonight here on KFMO Sports. The MAAA Conference Tournament semifinal number one. Glad you're with us. Serve from Tice, received by McCarthy. Set to Eve Litton. She'll punch it through a block. Right there was Tice again. Set to the left side. That's Haley Dickey back up front. She clears. Back to the near wing. Eve Litton off of a block. Dug out of the block. Still alive. Carly Dickey will clear with a little top spin on that one. Robart receives. Set in the middle for Ainley. She'll put it off of a block and down for a point. Her first kill, 17-15. Potosi. In the purple and gold tonight. McCarthy back to serve. She wears white. Sinking serve received by Randazzo. Set to the near side and cleared too far and out on the far wing. Ayla Hawkins couldn't keep that one in, and it's an 18-15 lead for Potosi. No timeout yet from Chelsea Hennis, the head coach of the Lady Indians. McCarthy serve off of Ashley Hawkins. Set to the left side. Haley Dickey clears. Too far and out, not deflected. 19-15. Potosi has scored three, and I think we're going to get a timeout. We are. Bismarck's going to call it. The Lady Trojans, the top seed. They've scored 7 of the last 9 points. Lead 19-15 on KFMO Sports Plus.
Looking for affordable, career-ready education close to home? Mineral Area College offers degrees, certificates, and training designed to fit your life and future. Mineral Area College, proud sponsor of high school sports. Go team!
From engine repair to collision repair, Keen Performance in Bonterre is all things automotive. They service all makes and models and will have you back on the road in no time. Keen Performance, located on Stormy Lane off of Highway K in Bonterre, proud supporter of high school sports.
High school volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills, Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, Texas Roadhouse in Festus, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines, Dalton Home Improvement in Bonterre, and by Savage Electric in Farmington.
19-15, the lead for Potosi out of the Missouri Farm Bureau timeout. Lady Trojans will send over a free ball as they were scrambling at the net. Set in the middle for Pearson. Got it down for a point. That was Ayla Hawkins, her third kill. 19-16 out of the Bismarck timeout. Again, the timeout's brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sotziger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Now it's Hawkins back to serve. Blocked by Pearson. Cleared by Potosi. Set again to Pearson. She'll put it off of a block. Dig it out of the block. We get a whistle. It's a point for Bismarck. Double hit from Potosi. 19-17. Lady Indians clawing back into this one. Back to serve. Ayla Hawkins. Serve on the near side is cleared by Smith. Attacked by Bismarck from the back row. Robart was there. They set in the middle to Smith. Blocked by Pearson. Down for a point. 19-18. Three in a row for Bismarck. And now Ashley Matthews will take a timeout. We'll take the break as well. The Lady Indians have fought back. They are down by one. Iron AM 1240 KFMO.
It starts with an idea, a logo, a message, a spark. Graphic Options in Farmington brings it to life on shirts, signs, banners, and more. Fast, local, unforgettable. Graphic Options in Farmington. Quality graphics, endless options.
Revamp your view with Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, a trusted name in the Parkland since 1978. From automotive to residential and commercial glass services, they can even come to you. Curtis Auto Glass in Park Hills has you covered. For quality craftsmanship and friendly service, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills.
High school volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Gilster Mary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, Mineral Area College, and by Graphic Options in Farmington.
Out of the timeout, Eve Litton tips it too far and out, 19-19. Bismarck has scored 4 in a row. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. Gibson set near side. Roll shot, Presley Smith. In the back row, it's played by Ashley Hawkins. Set in the middle for Pearson. We get a whistle. Potosi's in the net. Bismarck takes over 20-19. That was our 7th tie and now our 6th lead change. First lead for Bismarck since they were up 13-12. Now it's 20-19. Glad you're with us at AM 1240 KFMO. It is Lauren Pearson. I checked that. Ayla Hawkins serving. Top spinning serve off of McCarthy. Set in the middle for Litton off of a block and down. Tying us at 20. Potosi doesn't go away. And that stops a 5-0 rally from Bismarck. Eighth tie of set one. Eve Litton with her first kill. Winner of this will play in the championship tonight at 7:45. Set far side. Clear by Pearson. Potosi sets to Eve Litton. She'll tip it over. We get a whistle. Two hits. 21-20. The lead for Bismarck. And it's Haley Dickey back to serve. Jump serve put in play. Eden Robart receives. Set in the middle for Presley Smith. She'll tip it over. Right there, Bismarck. Pearson tips it across into a block. Still alive. Potosi has to go get that one. Back set, far side. Thornton off of a block again. Pearson clears again. Potosi plays. That was Litton. They set in the middle for Smith. In the back row, Haley Dickey is there. Tipped across by the center dump. That was Ubs. Still alive for Potosi. They clear into a free ball for Bismarck. Libero Dickey. Push set left side. That's Hawkins off of a block and down. Ashley Hawkins with her third. 22-20, Bismarck leads 4-1 out of the Potosi timeout, and Ashley Hawkins will take her second, or Ashley Matthews, excuse me, will take her second timeout. We'll quickly take a break, come right back after this. You're listening to High School Volleyball, the MAAA Conference Tournament on KFMO.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Looking to turn your backyard into a family paradise? With 80 years of experience, Home Pools and Spas brings in-ground pools, above-ground pools, and relaxing spas to life right here in Ludington, Missouri. High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Morrison in Farmington, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Mineral Area Overhead Door in Farmington, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Farmington, and by Complete Vision Care, locations in Ludington and Festus.
Set one, Bismarck leads Potosi, 22-20 MAAA Conference Tournament, semifinal number one, the four seed leading the one seed, and the Lady Indians have scored 7 of 8. Went from trailing 19-15 to up 22-20. Back set, Eve Litton into the net and down for a point. 22-21, Eve Litton will pick up her second kill. And it'll be Cadence Eden into serve. Sinking serve received by Bismarck. Tipped across by Hubs, played by the Lady Trojans. Robart off the libero. Set and cleared by Bismarck. There's McCarthy to the near side. Robart again tipped over the block. Coming to get that, it was Ashley Hawkins. Cleared again by the Lady Indians. Back to Robart on the near side. She'll go roll and got it. We're tied at 22. Robart with her sixth of the set. Ninth tie of set one. In semifinal number one, Eden serves again. Played by Bismarck. Set to Hawkins. She'll clear. She's in the net. Potosi takes over. 23-22. Seventh lead change of the set. Eden serves, but first, it's a timeout from Bismarck. We'll take a short break. When we come back, you're listening to the MAAA Conference Tournament.
From auto to home to life, pet, and business insurance, Chris Morrison State Farm in Farmington offers personalized coverage and free quotes to fit your needs. Chris Morrison State Farm, proud sponsor of high school sports. Call or text 573-756-1900 today.
This is a special Grit and Grace featured broadcast where female entrepreneurs support local women in sports. Grit and Grace is brought to you by Liberty Security in Farmington and by Julie Pratt with Belgrade Financial and Deloge.
23-22, the lead for the Potosi Lady Trojans, late in set one. Hubs will set to the left side. Hawkins tips it over and into a block. Still alive, that was Pearson. It ricochets off the ceiling, cleared by Potosi, but an illegal hit from Brindley Thornton, and we're tied at 23. Boobirds ran in, but Thornton had to adjust to that one. It ricocheted off the rafters here at Potosi High School. Student section not happy with that one. Tie number 10 of set one. Bismarck trying to take over. Robart once To put a stop to that, though, she will clear. Set to Hawkins off of a block and down, stuffed by Smith. 24-23, Potosi is on set point in the opener. And Smith, after the block, will go back to serve. Haven't had an ace yet in this set. Serve received by Haley Dickey. Set to the middle. That was Ashley Hawkins, cleared too far and out. And Potosi takes set one, 25-23. They are a set away from the MAAA Conference Tournament Championship game. We'll take a break when we come back. Set two. You're listening to the MAAA Conference Tournament on KFMO.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
From the court to the field, Savage Electric Power's hometown pride. Supporting every serve, swing, and score all season long. Savage Electric, keeping the lights bright for every game, every athlete, every win.
Did you know that Ozarks Federal offers investment property loans for residential and non-residential real estate investors? Our investment property loans have flexible terms, and we offer purchase, refinance, and cash out loans that make those dreams become reality. We offer loans on land for construction and loans on improved or unimproved land. See a loan officer at one of our five locations to apply for an investment property loan. Ozarks Federal, always loyal, always local. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, www.ofsl.com. Bank.
Had a run-in with life's surprises? Kevin Ball Auto Body, the most recommended repair shop in the area, restores your ride to its pre-accident condition with over 30 years of craftsmanship. Free estimates anytime. No appointment needed. Kevin Ball Auto Body, proud sponsor of high school sports.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're here for all of life's wins. Like when you get a new car, or new boat, or new driver, or when your son moves out, but your mom moves in, or you find out you're expecting again. Or when one rental property turns into two, then 20, or you realize they're all in Tornado Alley. Life is full of life events. Make sure you have the right policy for each of life's wins.
For life, auto, home, and business insurance, I'm here for you. Mike Sanzagraw, your local Missouri Farm Bureau agent in Farmington, or John Steffen in Deloge.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Willett Home Furnishings in Bonterre, Little Caesars locations in Farmington and Deloge, Boyd & Associates in Farmington, Keen Performance in Bonterre, Ozarks Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge, and by New Era Bank.
Bismarck serves first in set two. Eden Robart nearly to the floor. Hubs will set far side. Hawkins clears in the back row. That was Eden. Push to the near side, Robart. She will tip it off the tape. Diving dig by Dickey. Back to the near side, and Tice will tip it across. Into a block, she digs it out of the block. Left side attack. That's Ashley Hawkins off of a block. Potosi plays. In the middle for Presley Smith. Off the arm of Haley Dickey. The set goes back to her on a bad pass from Brittany Tice, and she was on the floor. Had to jump up and try and save it, but couldn't. Potosi takes the opening point in set two. They're up 1-0. They had set one, 25-23. But trailed late at 20-19, then 22-20. A 3-0 run into a Bismarck timeout, and Potosi kept it. Stuff block in the middle, Eden Robart. 2-0 Lady Trojans. If they win this one, they'll play in the MAAA Conference Championship game for the first time since 1994. Top spinning serve received by Hawkins. Set back to Hawkins. She'll put it off of a block. And kept alive. Eden Robart will send over a free ball. Players collide. Set in the middle. Pearson too far and out. 3-0 Potosi. If you're Bismarck, you don't want to roll over here. And they've shown a great effort this season not to do that with 31 wins. Serving Presley Smith. Top spinning serve off the libero, Carly Dickey. Set in the middle. Ashley Hawkins clears off of an arm. Set back to Gibson. She'll punch it across. Got to get that Haley Dickey. Slides on the floor. The knees stick. Hawkins can't clear that. Bad pass. 4-0 Potosi. And an early timeout from Chelsea Hennis, the fifth-year head coach of the Lady Indians. And that gives all momentum to Potosi. We'll take the break as well. 4-0 they lead as we are early on in set two on KFMO.
Complete Vision Care in Ledington and Festus recommends a child's first eye exam at 3 years old, but sooner, of course, if you notice any problems. They are here to serve patients of all ages.
When it comes to your eyes, listen to this voice. Complete Vision Care is the ideal choice.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Dairy Queen locations in Farmington and Potosi, Liberty Security in Farmington, Buck Realty in Ironton, Parkland Monument Company in Farmington, Home Pools and Spa in Ledington, Otaki Lake KOA in Piedmont, and by Catfish Kettle in Farmington.
Out of the timeout, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sutziger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Potosi clears after Bismarck returned the serve out of the timeout. Robart will send over a free ball. Hubs will set in the middle. Pearson to the far side, too far and out. 5-0 Lady Trojans to start set number two. Not a good start for Chelsea Hennis's Bismarck Lady Indians if they want a chance to play in three sets to try and go to the conference championship game. Presley Smith serves again. Kinsey Hubs is there. Or rather, Carly Dickey now Hubs. Set to the middle, Ashley Hawkins. Off of Gibson. To the left side this time. Cleared too far and out by Brindley Thornton. And Bismarck will get their first point of the set. Now they need to rattle off a run. They had five in a row late in set one to go from trailing 19-15 to up 20-19. Set in the middle, Robart off of a block and down. Stuffed by Ayla Hawkins, her first block. And it's 5-2, Bismarck trails. Serve received by Robart. Set to the near side, cleared by Ainley. Going back to get that to Libero, she can't. 6-2, Ainley with her second kill. And so, Potosi leads, and it'll be Brindley Thornton to the serve line, far side. Top spinning serve into the net, serving error. That is the second from Thornton, fourth from Potosi. Free point Bismarck, and now they serve. Ashley Hawkins off of Robart. Going to get that. It's Gibson. Set back to Robart. She'll go curveball to the near side. Too far and out. 6-4. Bismarck with the point. Hawkins puts it in play. Off of McCarthy. Free ball. Cleared by Potosi. There's Bismarck. Now it's Ayla Hawkins. Dug out of a block by Haley Dickey. Back row attack, Ashley Hawkins into a block by Ainley. She'll play it, set to the near side, Robart off of a couple of blockers and down. 7-4. Man, there were two blockers guarding her there. And she just put it right between them. Robart's got seven kills. And she goes back to serve. And tips the tape, it's an ace! The first ace from either side, 8-4, Potosi. Robart has it. Another bullet serve, this time it's played by the libero. Set to the left side, Dickey. Too far and out, not deflected. 9-4, Lady Trojans in set two. Short stoppage, Ashley Matthews has to fix the antenna on the near side. It was kind of leaning over into the field of play, and now they get that corrected. Eden Robart serve on the left side, off the libero. Back set looking for Hawkins. That's Ayla. It's cleared. McCarthy was there to the near side. Eden Robart, bad pass to her. She had to adjust but couldn't clear. 9-5. Now that was Eve Litton, rather. And now it's Brittany Tice to serve. Top spinning serve, McCarthy plays. Back set, Ainley clears. Hawkins was there in the back row. Set and cleared by Ayla Hawkins. Down for a point off of a block. McCarthy tried to come get it, couldn't. 9-6, Ayla Hawkins with her fourth kill. That ties Lauren Pearson with the team lead. Ashley Hawkins has three. Or rather, this was a Potosi point. My apologies, 10-5. It was not cleared. Robart will deflect that one off the roof, and it's Haley Dickey with the kill. So now it's 10-6. My apologies, folks. And Ayla Hawkins back to serve. Flat-footed serve. Eden Robart receives. Set in the middle, Eve Litton. 50-50 ball, and it's won by Pearson. She's got the kill. 10-7. Bismarck trails by three. Top spinning serve. McCarthy is there. Gibson sets to the near side. Smith off of a block. played by Hawkins. Set back to Hawkins on the left side. She adjusts, clears. McCarthy plays. Set to the right side. Eve Litton. She'll go for the line, and she got it. Swing and a miss from Grace Randazzo in the back row, trying to defend that one. 11-7. Litton's got her third. And now Adeline Gibson back to serve. Bullet serve received by Ashley Hawkins. Back set to the near side, Haley Dickey. Going back to the far side. Played that time by Thornton. Set to the near wing by Eden Robart to Eve Litton. She clears. Left side attack. That was a roll shot from Haley Dickey. Played by Potosi. Litton again off of a block. Ashley Hawkins is there. Hub's going to set to Dickey on the near side. Or the far side, I should say. Off of a blocker and out of bounds. 11-8. Haley Dickey has two kills. Potosi up by three. And Dickey will go back to serve. That's Haley Dickey. Serve received by McCarthy. Back set, Litton off of a block. Dickey was there. Hubs will set in the middle. Pearson blocked, dug out. Miscommunication, not cleared. Bismarck point, 11-9. That's a Pearson block, her second. Serve on the near side from Dickey, played by Potosi. Tipped, not cleared, four hits. Potosi gets the point, 12-9. On the clearing try from, I believe that was not Eve Litton. I want to say it was Brinley Thornton, potentially. Sinking serve received by Bismarck. 10-foot line attack with the roll shot. Haley Dickey, she'll get back on defense. Right to the near side. That was Eden Robart, played by Bismarck. Cleared into a free ball. Robart for the spike. Coming to get that, it was Dickey. Set in the middle. Pearson tipped off the block and down for a point. 12-10. Pearson with her sixth kill. And Brittany Tice back into the game. Grace Randazzo coming back. Or coming out, I should say. Kinsey Hubbs to serve. Robart receives. They're going to set back to Robart on the near side. Into a block, dug out of the block. Kept alive. Potosi wants a lift. I thought it was clean. Cleared, and Eden was there. Back set. This is Brinley Thornton over the block. Coming to get that, it was Carly Dickey. Set to the left side. Hawkins got the corner. 12-11. Ashley Matthews thought there was a lift. Not happy with the no call. I thought it was a clean play out of the block from Bismarck. Hubs will serve. A serving error gives the point back to Potosi, 13-11. That is the second serving error from Kinsey Hubs, the senior. And now it's Presley Smith, the sophomore, serving for the Lady Trojans. Back set near side, Pearson down to the floor. Perfect pass to her, 13-12. Pearson's got seven. And the libero, Carly Dickey, will serve for the Lady Indians. Received by Cadence Eden. Set in the middle for Eden Robart. Cleared into a block. Still alive for Potosi. Back to Robart on the near side. Threw a couple of blockers. Haley Dickey was there. Set to Hawkins. She'll go roll. McCarthy played it. And it's cleared by Robart again. Back up front. Bismarck set. Hawkins too far and out on the left side. 14-12. Ayla Hawkins just the bad angle on that one. Liked the idea. Out by about 6 inches to a foot. 2-point lead Potosi. 14-12. Bismarck has to win this set to play three. Potosi needs this one to advance to the championship. Far side attack, Ayla Hawkins. She'll go roll shot off of McCarthy. Push to the near side, Robart. Threw a pair of blockers and down. 15-12. Robart's got eight. And Thornton will serve again. Thornton serve tips the tape. Ayla Hawkins was there. Back set to the near side. Ashley Hawkins attacks into a block. Dug out of the block. Still alive. Ayla Hawkins trying to tip it down, but it's blocked by Corin Ainley. 16-12. Potosi leads by four. Thornton serve again for Potosi. Hubs back set near side. Hawkins into a block. Hubs will dig it out of the block. Ayla Hawkins will put it off the net. Eden Robert will return, and Ayla Hawkins will get the line. 16-13, Hawkins with her fourth. Fans boo, but it was the right call. Ashley Hawkins serving now for Bismarck off of McCarthy. Eden Robart will clear. Free ball, Lady Indians. Hubs set. Left side, Dickey over the block, and McCarthy in the back row was there for Potosi. Now it's Eden Robart on the near side. She'll clear it off of a block. This is Hubs in the middle for Hawkins. Too far and out. Ayla Hawkins misses the angle. 17-13 Potosi. Top seed Lady Trojans leading by four, getting late in set two. Already up in sets 1-0. Bismarck needing to dig themselves out of the deficit and force a third if they want a chance to play in the championship game. Miscommunication. Pass goes to Ashley Hawkins. She will clear. Free ball right in the middle. Corn Ainley off of Ashley Hawkins. Down for a point. Ainley's got three. It's 18-13 Potosi. Do we see that? Chelsea Hennis, second timeout. She's used one already in the set. She won't use the second just yet. Eden Robart back to a serve. Bullet serve. That's an ace. 19-13. Robart with her second ace of the set. And now we get the timeout. The Lady Trojans, six away from an NCAA Conference Tournament Championship game appearance. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KFMO.
Attention pizza lovers.
Little Caesars Pizza wants their valued customers to know that due to a recent fire,
the Little Caesars Pizza in Deloge is currently closed.
But don't worry, your favorite hot and ready pizza is still available
with the Farmington Little Caesars.
Whether it's a classic pepperoni, cheese, or crazy bread, the Farmington location is open and ready to serve
with the same great quality you've come to love.
So if you're hungry for the best pizza in town,
head to the Farmington Little Caesars.
It's hot and ready, waiting for you.
Pizza, pizza.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegra in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge, Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, First State Community Bank, McDonald's of the Parkland, and by Horton Wampler Funeral Home in Park Hills.
19-13, a six-point lead for Potosi, trying to take this one in straights and advance to the conference championship game. They have the Bismarck Lady Indians with their backs against the rope. Serve, nearly an ace. Cleared somehow by Bismarck. What a play. Set in the middle. That's Ainley. Off the libero, Dickey. Set in the middle, Hawkins. Off of a block, rolls across the tape and out of bounds. Ayla Hawkins with her fifth kill. 19-14. Bismarck called that timeout. It was brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegra in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Now serving Brittany Tice, played by Potosi. To the near side, Eve Litton off of Ashley Hawkins towards the net and cleared but too far and out by Ayla Hawkins, 20-14. Potosi leads. Mason McCarthy to get this point started. Serve, ace, 21-14. McCarthy with her first ace of the semifinal. McCarthy will serve again. Sinking serve, nearly an ace. Hubs will pass to the back row. Hawkins, she clears off of Thornton. Potosi sets to the near side of Litton. Hawkins was there again towards the net. 50-50 ball, and it's won by Presley Smith with the kill. 22-14. McCarthy puts this one in play again. Potosi has scored three straight and six of the last seven. Nine of the last 10. Set in the middle, Smith. Played by Bismarck. Left side attack, Hawkins off of a block. Coming again at Thornton. Setter, dump. Pass goes directly to Bismarck, though. Hawkins will find the floor. Ayla Hawkins to the back row. 22-16. And now Hawkins back to serve. Ayla Hawkins serve off of McCarthy. Back set, Eve Litton to the near side. Down for a point, 23-16. Eve Litton has five. And so Adeline Gibson serves. An ace. Ooh! Out by inches. Thought it was an ace. Instead, it's an error, 23-17. That was awfully close. And now serving Haley Dickey. Eden Robart receives. They back set to Eve Litton. She clears off of a block. Ashley Hawkins will punch it right back. Eden Robart had a long way to go to get to that one. Set in the middle. Blocked up front by Pearson. And Robart will send it into the net. 23-18. Bismarck still alive. Back set, left side, tipped across. It's Potosi, now Bismarck, into a block. Right side attack, Eve Litton, too far and out, 23-19. Score is short by a point for the Lady Indians. Timeout called by Potosi. We'll take the break and be right back after this on KFMO.
Safeway Diesel and Auto is a staple in the area, and Benji House is proud to be a part of the community, specializing in any type of mechanical work from small to large, cars of all kinds to medium-duty trucks. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Safeway Diesel and Auto, 102 West Main in Park Hills.
High school volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Culver's in Farmington. Real estate agent Mary Hagan with Coldwell Banker Halsey in Farmington. American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson in Farmington. Schlosser Orthodontics. Cozine Memorial Chapel in Farmington. And by Riverside Grill in Park Hills.
Out of the timeout, the score is correct, 23-18. I cannot count. I am only paid to talk. Serve, Haley Dickey, played by Potosi. Back set to Eve Litton out of the Potosi timeout. Dug out of a block, lift is called, and it's match point for Potosi, 24-18. And Cadence Eden in to serve to try and end this one and send Potosi to the conference championship. Serve, played by Bismarck, set to the far side. Ashley Hawkins down to the floor, 24-19. Four kills for Ashley Hawkins. And now it's Kinsey Hubbs to serve. Two serving errors in the game. Serve received by McCarthy. Set to Eden Robart. Into a block. Played by McCarthy again. Back to Robart on the near side. Off of a block and down. And that'll do it. Potosi gets the win. And straight sets 25-23, 25-19. The Lady Trojans will play in a conference tournament championship game for the first time since 1994. We'll take a break. In between game show coming up, we'll hand out pizza and wrap up this first game and get you set for semifinal number two, St. Genevieve and Valley Catholic on the way on KFMO Sports Plus. KFMO Sports, excuse me.